I feel much better with you now after that break. I love you.
I love you too, man.
All right, man. Let's celebrate your 36. Me and Katie will get together and put something together. This could be little Andy Veach's worst nightmare. Because you were with Therese last night, and I'll say this right off the bat. I completely disagree with him on this. He has fear of two potential teams that I don't have any fear of.
The concept of Baltimore coming back in here is terrifying. Yeah, it is. Look, they got that number one ranked defense, the rushing attack, Lamar Jackson. Hey, that's a scary group, man. Those guys will pound you down. But honestly, any of these teams in the AFC can come in here and win. You know, none of these games are going to be – like the Titans coming in here, that's scary too because we know they run the ball. Derrick Henry's 245 pounds, okay?
Listen, Therese is the best in the business. But I just completely disagree with him on that. Those are the teams that I least worry about, like with ease to me. As he said, and I've said this from the jump, any of these teams are capable and you know, any given – if we're dealing with the any given Sunday, whatever. Yeah, any of these teams could have a chance to beat the Chiefs, sure. But in terms of – I'd be shocked if the Ravens or the Titans came in. Just like I was shocked last year that the Titans came in. No, the Ravens or the Titans didn't beat the Chiefs.
It's like you're proud of the show curse.
The Ravens and the Titans didn't beat the Chiefs. And if they play in the playoffs in a bye situation to where the Chiefs are getting Sammy back and they get a more healthier Tyreek Hill. Tyreek was half of himself against Baltimore and still eight. Like
describing is the NFL. We've discussed this. The NFL happen.
And yeah, I know it can happen, but the odds are that the Chiefs will be a lot more healthier than they were in that game against the Ravens. All right, I don't believe, as I said then, that Georgia Tech can't come in. You can't play Georgia Tech or Navy's offense and come in here and beat the Chiefs. Even when the Chiefs had everything go wrong playing at their worst, they still beat them at home. So, no, Derrick Henry is a really good runner. The Chiefs' run defense stinks. But you gotta throw the ball. And you got to be able to move the ball quicker. And you got to score points. And I don't think that those teams, I have no fear that those teams can score enough points, especially when you have the Chiefs at Tyreek Hill, who I think when the playoffs start will be the closest to 100% that he's been in the last few weeks, and hopefully Tenderfoot comes back. No, I don't.
Two pretty big ifs, because if both of those things don't come to fruition, I believe your entire sentiment would change. I don't know if Chiefs fans got that weird feeling in their spine when they heard Show say the teams that least worry him are the Titans and Ravens. To me, that
run has a chance to get in. Yeah,
that run oriented strong defensive ball club. I just feel like, man, even go back to your silly water analogy to open the show that you stole and then ruined from your pastor, whoever you stole that from, they should be angered by it. But you've drowned in this water before, and you're walking into it with your mouth open like, hey, this is going to be all right.
Yeah, but you drowned in this water before, but not with this quarterback and offense. And they have, by a mile, not just an Alex Smith
better quarterback. This offense isn't as good as last year's offense. The weapons around Alex Smith were better than the weapons around Patrick Mahomes.
This offense is better.
Mahomes is better, sure.
Even with Hunt is gone, this offense is better than last year's offense.
Mahomes is better.
I'm sorry. This offense. Yeah, the offense is better. Mahomes is that much better. I'm sorry. Listen, Alex was good, and he was good last year, and it was the best year of his career. Like, there's no comparison, even with Hunt gone, what this offense can do.
Yeah, well, what I saw in that Ravens game.
And Tyreek Hill is much better than he was last year.
And what I saw late in that Chargers game lead me to believe that the way the Titans game ended last season, the exact same thing could go down if you play a team with a stout defense and a solid running game.
I'm not saying
I'm not going to look at those teams and say they're the squads that least scare me.
Well, you don't have to. I will. Those teams that don't throw the ball very well and that run it and that have to that I don't believe are going to be able to stop the Chiefs from putting up. The Chiefs still put up 24 on that number one defense with a hampered Tyreek and not having their full team. So, no, I don't think those teams will be able to score enough. I really don't.
I saw you tweet about it. Thoughts on this being lucky number 7?
I've been here 11 weeks. I've been drug tested 7 times. That has to be statistically impossible. I'm not a mathematician, but there's no way that's right.
That's Eric Reed, who has now been drug tested randomly 7 times in 11 weeks.
You don't need to say randomly.
That's what they say. It's a random drug test. 7 times in 11 weeks.
Supposedly, it's a computer-generated program that randomly selects 10 players from the roster.
No, it's a computer-generated program that says if you're suing the league, we're going to try to get you in trouble. By hook or by crook, we're trying to make you look like a bad guy. That's what the league's doing. Bending over backwards to make Eric Reed's life difficult. Which is very NFL of them. The same league that lies to people about the long-term effects of concussions. The same league that bends over backwards to cover up tapes of spousal abuse or domestic violence or violence against women. The NFL has always been a low-down, dirty business, all about money. And Eric Reed affected their money, they believe, and is now trying to affect their money further by suing them. So, yeah, no, the NFL are some crooks, some dirtbags at times. And I think it's on display with Eric Reed. They're not allowing him to feel as if he's like everyone else in the league. They're letting him know we're watching you. I mean, it's some mob stuff. That's the NFL. Eric knows it. He knows it. He doesn't sound angry about it. To me, he understands what's going on.
No, I think he's annoyed and angry about it. I think he's handling it laughter, posting it up every week. Hey, there's 7. I mean, it's just.
It's the NFL.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Is it more ridiculous than the concussion thing? Is it more ridiculous than the unbelievable way they've gone about making sure that if you do not produce, you do not, you know, no guaranteed contracts. It falls in line with everything else. The NFL is blackballing Colin Kaepernick.
But in all these circumstances with the NFL, it seems like it is, even though we would all acknowledge that these things are wrong and unfair. But
who's going to do something about it?
That's what I'm saying. But
nobody's going to do it. We're still watching.
Like, all right, man. Let's just.
We'll be watching Saturday.
Well, it happens.
We'll watch all day Sunday. Well, then who's doing something? Who's standing up for him?
But that to me, who are you putting the blame? Are you putting blame towards us?
Anyone. We can act outraged, but no one's doing anything about it.
No, I mean, obviously, I think the players and the Players Association, and I think they need to step up and do something about it with this next CBA. Obviously, that is the place where they can make their feelings and use their power. I don't know that they will.
Right.
More and more, they probably won't. But I mean, just to sit here and say, well, man, I guess it's just the NFL. They're dirty, and let's just keep on going on with it.
What do you want to do? What do you propose? What can you do?
Like I said, the power will come from the players standing up for themselves at the CBA, and we'll see if they do it. Odds are they probably won't. We're starting to see some serious signs about a change in football, and I'm not really sure it's really the change that we think it is.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.